a listing day together, and a number of names were suggested, and we ended up landing on Peter Roblin to come and share, and he was with us yesterday, and it was really a privilege. He's never done this before with such a large group, smaller groups, but not such a large group, and so we were wondering, how in the world do you do this? How do you all listen together and in community and move forward together? And so I met with Peter, and we had a really good conversation in a coffee shop in Oakville. And in the middle of that conversation, Psalm 23 came to Peter and myself almost simultaneously. It was a weird moment. We were thinking about how to move through a time of discernment, especially on our way somewhere that was a little bit uncertain. And we both landed on Psalm 23, and it felt right. And ever since then, we've just kind of hooked in to Psalm 23. Now, I know that our kids have been learning this. I'm wondering, grades 2 to 5, come on up, guys. I know that you guys would really like to share your memory work with us. Isn't that right? Can we stand up together? Thanks, Julie. Now, you're going to need to stand up and show people your faces, right? Awesome. Come on in, guys. Guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We're all family here, and so we need each other, right? And so all this work that you've put in is for you, but it's also for us, and we get to share in that. You probably noticed all of the pictures that were right here. They were up on our slides this morning as we were saying Psalm 23 together. So that was great. And, you know, yesterday, I got a chance to hang out with the kids for the very first time for an entire day. And we had a lot of fun together. In the morning, we had a little listening time about our favorite part of this psalm and our not-so-favorite part of this psalm, and asking where God shows up with our favorite thing and our not-so-favorite thing. And we actually did a bit of a drawing exercise. And we were praying that whole time. We asked God, where are you in my favorite thing and not-so-favorite thing? And all kinds of really important words were shared around that together. And then in the afternoon, we went out into our community, and we discovered that Psalm 23 is right outside our doors, in our neighborhood. We found a green meadow and quiet waters together. We found a dark valley, which was an alley. So hold on just a minute. We'll go back. That's right. Thanks, John. If we could go back one. We found, this is our green meadow, where we were lying down in green pastures, literally, and rolling down the hill, which was great, at Eastland Park. And then we walked a little bit, and we found ourselves in a dark valley of sorts, right beside Value Village. Who knew? One of the kids pointed out, but look at the sun, how it's kind of coming into this dark place. And that was good. And we had a good conversation in both of those places about who it is that typically finds themselves in a place like this, and how God might want to be a good shepherd for those who find their ways into a place like this, and how we could maybe be involved in that, caring and comforting and maybe sharing with. Yeah, and next slide there, John. Oh, there's our table that was prepared before us, and Casey helped prepare that table, which was great. And we all found our way into this park and had an awesome little meal and another conversation together about who it is that visits in this kind of place too. Is that all of them, John? Yeah, that's all of them. So yeah, we had a wonderful day yesterday, and one of the words that kind of stuck out to me came from Desiree Todorov, and she in her drawing of a dark valley that was not her favorite part of Psalm 23, she had a little purple dot in the middle, and she said, "That's where God is showing up for me." I said, "That is so interesting. How come?" "Because it's really easy to miss God," she said, "even though he's there." And I think that this is true for us, right? For us, not just in our individual lives, but I think for us even in community at the Res, that we can go through a routine here at the Res and forget that God is with us. Easy to miss, but he's right with us right here. And so it was wonderful to spend time with you guys yesterday. I absolutely loved hanging with our kids and getting to know names and stories and all the rest. It was awesome.
Thanks, Sean. So I thought, just to riff on Shauna's, and the kids have shared a little bit, and pictorially they've shared with us, wonder for those of us who were here yesterday, are there some elements that are standing out for you this morning from our time with the psalm? So we looked at the psalm both from we spent the morning dwelling in the psalm from a personal point of view, and in the afternoon, our time was looking at the psalm, dwelling in the psalm from a point of view of being a member of this community of faith. So I wonder from either of those points of view, if there are things that are standing out for you this morning, those of you who were here yesterday, that you could share in a big voice. Because we don't have those cool mics right now that we had yesterday. Yes, Jim, would you broadcast? So thank you, Jim. So Jim is just said that he was struck how many fears were being expressed. Jim, would it be fair to say both from a personal point of view and also from a community point of view, there were fears both? Yes. Thank you. Anything else from about the psalm particularly, reflecting from the psalm? Yes, Marion. Yes.
And, we want things to be different, but there's a God that God is doing that we are not seeing.
Yes, yes.
Yes. In our time. Sorry, I'm just going back here to chat with the kids.
Is there one
back
more
here.
Person who'd like to share about the psalm? Uta. Would you stand? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm just going to repeat that. So Uta was saying that she discerned that we both went very deep into the dark valley together in our time of discernment, but also she had a great sense of hope, and she used the image of an overflowing cup. Thank you so much, Uta. So people will see here on my right, is that my right? It is my right. On your left, we've got a board of post-its, and I would invite you to come and have a look at it for those, everyone really, because I haven't looked at it too. I need to have a good look at it since yesterday. But just so you know, as we were dwelling in the Word, Peter really called us into an attitude of being open to the fact that Jesus speaks to us all the time, and that he was speaking to us in that moment, and that it was time for us to commit to listen. And so what we have up on the board here, sorry, Sean, are people's responses to that time. And so on the one side is the morning, so responses from a personal point of view, and on the right side is from the afternoon, so responses that relate to our community. And I'm just going to give a little bit of an overview. I know we did this yesterday, and I would love to get a little bit of an overview from you folks as well. But from an individual point of view, I think, without getting into the specifics, because we all individually have very different stories being written on our lives, but I would say that it was impactful, profoundly impactful for us to be in small group together and be open with one another, or even just to be with one another while some of us were sharing. And that was a profound thing, and something we realized that we need to do together. It was very moving for me, and it may have been for you. But I thought there was great power in that. I think from a community point of view, as Jim already said, so I'm just going to echo what Jim said, there were fears that came up about our community. One was a fear of surface relationships that don't go down very deep. And there was, on the flip side of that, a hope and a longing for deep connections within this community of faith. And one of the big images that came out that I saw in our conversation together, our discernment time, was of table fellowship, of both of Eucharist, of sharing the Eucharistic meal together, the meal that Jesus has given to us, but of table as almost like where we join together, right, in the presence of our enemies, where we can be reconciled to one another in fellowship, but also be a place for reconciliation. So not our community indeed, but thinking beyond, that we could be a place of reconciliation. I found that very hopeful and exciting. Now I wonder if there are a couple of people who would be able to share some moments that stood out for them. I think if we could keep to the community, so the afternoon, rather than personal at this time. But you could keep it quiet too. And you might make me feel good because I just said it all. Nothing more needs to be said. Christine, I'm...
Loud voice.
Peter. Oh, Dan.
So, yeah, I think I heard you, Christine. How God loves us. When Peter was talking with all of us yesterday, assuring us of God's love and declaring that over us, Christine was saying that she found that particularly helpful and moving, I guess, too. Right, Christine?
John, did you do the next pictures?
Colin.
The next pictures.
That's great. Let me try and capture that. Doing less, better. Doing less, better. And what Dion Oxford, who shared that word, I think, meant by that is just simply that the things that we have going on and any other little things that we might add, that we just we dwell there rather than trying to keep on all kinds of different things and kind of being at a surface level with that. The stuff that we're doing, maybe the few things that we want to start doing together, that we're really digging into that and doing that well and being faithful in that. Yeah, great.
Maybe one more. Was there somebody from this? Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I just found, like, right from the very beginning when Peter was reading Psalm 23, that the emphasis on God's role in our lives and ministering to us was really impactful. So I can't read it now without emphasizing that you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. It's not my preparation, it's his preparation. Mm-hmm. You anoint my head with oil, and surely your goodness and love will follow me. And I feel like, for myself, I feel like I try and manufacture my own goodness and my own love or in various circumstances, as opposed to rely on God. It's his goodness that he wants to impart to us, and I don't feel as if I give him enough opportunity to do that.
Thank you, Jeremy. That's really super helpful, I think. When I was with the kids yesterday, and we got to the last part of our journey, where we had that blanket laid out, and we had a meal, we were in a school playground, and we talked about the different people who are there, and we came around to bullies, people that we don't like, and immediately thought of that table being prepared in the presence of our enemies. And the more we talked about that, it got really interesting, because it wasn't just these enemies out there, but sometimes best friends become enemies. Sometimes even our brothers and sisters become enemies. Sometimes, in other words, family members. And I think what you were saying before, Julie, about reconciliation and realizing that we have this table that God sets for us, before our enemies, and we can even be enemies in relation to each other, that we're learning to be reconciled around that table that he prepares for us, even in community, not just the enemies we might imagine beyond our community somehow, but right within our community. And that was one thing that really stood out for me, and I think for a number of our children even yesterday.
Thanks. So you may have seen there are photographs from the kids' work yesterday, but also there are some pieces of art that Leif Stolte made yesterday in response to our time together, and those are up on the screen. And I think at another point it would be lovely to have Leif explain those, but thank you, Leif, for having the courage to share these with us. Thank you very much. We're just going to close. So those of you who are feeling super wiggly, don't worry, we're going to wrap up. So I just want to say it was such a phenomenal day yesterday, and I thank all of those people who came out and just did the good hard work of discernment together. And today you will see, you will hear that we are not laying out a fully formed business plan for, you know, A-plus success for this church community. Instead, what we have is we have a hard work of listening to Jesus and naming what has been stirred up in our midst by Jesus himself as we dwell with God's word. Super profound. This listening is going to continue in our community, broadly, but also at a leadership team level. So we're not there yet. So some of us may want to have a fully formed and crystallized destination. We don't have that precisely. However, we do have this beautiful representation of what has been stirred up in our midst. And I know not everybody wrote everything that was on their hearts yesterday, so there's probably a lot going on. Some of us take longer to work things through, so maybe 2-3 weeks, someone's going to be coming and talking to us. That may be the case. We're not there yet, but what we hope is that when we work to distill this, we're going to have a sense of the 1, 2, 3 things that we as a community determine that we want to focus on together, that define who we are and what we are about as followers of Jesus in this neighborhood, in this time in human history. There is still going to be generous space for us to do all sorts of things. The Res is a beautiful, organic, creative place. So this is to still give space for all of those things. So I'm so glad that Judith and Stephen, for example, are meeting with parents to talk about faith formation. That sort of thing needs to continue. Okay, but it is a great gift that we have spent this time in discernment together. We're not going to have to worry, my friends. We articulated, and the adults and the youth, we articulated some level of anxiety about whether we were doing enough, whether we were doing the right thing, whether we were good enough. Clearly, Psalm 23 brings us God's reassurance. Don't be afraid. I remember Tommy saying, I just like to go and lie in that deep green grass. I'm paraphrasing Tommy, and I don't even know if he's here. He was over here yesterday. Let's rest. Rest knowing that God loves us and he has good things planned for us. The other thing I loved from Peter yesterday, somehow it can seem like our yoke is so heavy. We are exhausted. There seems like there aren't enough people to do all the work that needs to be done. And yet Jesus very clearly says, my yoke is light. So let's take Jesus' yoke on ourselves and take that other yoke off. Let's be liberated by that promise of Jesus.
Yes. Oh, Anne.
Yeah.
Final word.
So I just want
Thanks, Anne. Yeah.
Could you restate that, Sean?
Thank you. Yeah, so let me try and share a little bit of what Anne was saying. One of the things that really occurred to her in the midst of our time in Psalm 23, with the green space that's actually mentioned right within that psalm, is the importance of us as a community in some way, maybe in multiple different ways, of caring for our green spaces, right? So what you're doing right now, Anne, as you stood up, is you're modeling exactly the ongoing discernment that we're going to want to continue to do, right? We're all going to need to continue to be involved with each other in community and saying, here's something that I was hearing that particular day, and coming back to it. This is one of the beautiful parts, I think, about having a day like we did yesterday, is that we are going to have the privilege over the coming weeks and months of pointing to stuff that actually has happened, right? Pointing to stuff that's actually happened for us as we've been listening, rather than vying with different kinds of ideas, maybe really good ideas, but vying with ideas without any sort of listening context for it at all. And so here we get to point to these things over the coming weeks and months, rather than just trying to come up with some great big idea. So thank you for continuing to model that. Green spaces is maybe one area that we want to be digging into. Thank you for sharing. How about we conclude this time in prayer. Let me invite you to bow your heads with me and we'll pray together. Living God, we confess to you that we don't always behave as if you're alive. That can be a placeholder in our lives, a platform for working so hard at maybe manufacturing hopes and dreams and what's good, what's right. You are alive and you are with us and you've been speaking to us. We thank you for the good things that we're sounding out here as a community that are coming from you.